It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, this is the first show of 2018. Where does the time go? And with me this weekend is Joe Casper, one of my great colleagues at Northeast Delta Dental, who has been by my side together in tandem with various things, including the Capital Era Race Series and chamber activities and so forth for many, many years. Joe, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Well, thank you, Tom. What a great way to start a brand new year.
You got it. So before we get to Joe, I just want to put a big shout out to Gene Giralskis, who is the executive director of the Discovery Center. Last weekend's show, we talked about all the exciting things that are going on at the Discovery Center, and Jeannie's done a great job because 5 years ago, it went from state-supported funding to, in effect, a not-for-profit that has to really be self-sustaining. So Jeannie and her board of directors has done a great job in terms of strategic planning. Also, big shout-out to all my running friends who both participated in the Millennium Running Series as well as the Capital Era Race Series, which Joe will be talking about shortly in 2017, and the last couple races as well for the Jingle Bell Arthritis Foundation. We had a great race at Runlet, Concord a couple weeks ago, and before that in Portsmouth, and the week before that in Freeport, and we managed to raise over $100,000 for arthritis research. And Joe, as you and I sort of start getting seasoned, you know, arthritis affects, this is a staggering number, but close to 300,000 people in New Hampshire, almost, you know, roughly one out of four people are affected by arthritis. I think the actual number is something like 280,000, but then there's another 100,000 who have some variation of arthritis but don't know it or don't get it diagnosed. And the 280,000 number is what I call doctor-diagnosed arthritis. And mm-hmm. then we have 2,000 children less than 18 that are afflicted by juvenile arthritis. And I know, Joe, you've gone with me to the juvenile diabetes ball, so you know how devastating that illness is.
Oh, most definitely.
But there's actually more children affected, you know, by juvenile arthritis. And so Catherine Wilder was the youth honoree, and she's a very courageous woman, because young woman, because when you're a teenager, you remember those, I know it's hard to remember, Joe, but when you remember when you're a teenager, there's all sorts of peer pressure to fit in. And so then if also you have to talk about, you know, why you can't do certain activities, it makes it that much more difficult. So Catherine Wilder did a great job as the youth honoree. So Joe, let's do a recap of the Capital Era Race Series. We did, obviously, there's eight races in the series, and last year Jimmy Johnson won for the men and Kristen Dineski for the women. The great thing about the series, unlike some other series, is that there are eight races. You need to participate in five mm-hmm. out of eight in terms of scoring, that your top five races count, and then six out of eight to get the participation prize. But like a lot of things, family gets in the way, other races potentially. So if you can't make all eight races, you still have an opportunity to compete by doing five out of eight, and then the participation prize being six out of eight. So tell us in general how you view it, and what are the plans for 2018?
Well, for 2018, we're back again with our eight races, our eight series races. Six of the eight races are 5K races, and as we've seen over the past couple of years, 5Ks are family-friendly races. We've seen a lot more younger runners. I've noticed in the past couple of years, since I announced many of these races, the number of young runners, and I'm talking 6, 7, 8-year-olds who are coming up, who are arriving in the top 10 spots for finishes when they come across the finish line in these races. And there are a variety of races. For those of you that haven't participated in the Capital Area Race Series, this has been in effect now for, I think we're going on 12 or 13 years. And the eight races offer a variety of challenges. The first race starts at the end of March, on March 31st, and it's the Gilmington 5K, and this is a race of getting up and down hills, so we're going to test your ability for endurance here in these 3.1-mile races. That gets underway on Saturday, March 31st at 10 o'clock. Last year, we had snow in the morning. Let's hope we don't have any snow in the morning for this particular race. And then the next race is the SEA race. That's a fast and flat race. It's all on pavement through the parking lots up on Hazen Drive. It's put on by the SEA. And there's also all these races usually have a fitness walk component. We'll be talking a little bit more about fitness and things like that. But you can also walk these races. It's 3.1 miles, and the majority of folks finish walking 3.1 miles within 40 or 45 minutes. The third race is the NHTI Delta Dental 5K. It's in April, so things have warmed up. The snow has gone away, and that race is a Friday night race. It's at 6 o'clock, so we've got a little variety for you in the fact that you might be tied up on a weekend. We've got a Friday night race. Then we have another race that's on Mother's Day weekend, and it's the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country 5K and Walk. And this is a true cross country race because it is not on pavement at all. It's all through the fields. You're going through ruts and dips and roots and everything else, so you have to keep an eye on where you're stepping as you're moving right along. But you also have a chance to view such a historic place up there at Canterbury Shaker Village. And the gift shop is open. They do a wonderful job up there. And that's on Mother's Day weekend on that Saturday at 10 o'clock. And then we have the Over the River and Through the Woods 5K and Fitness Walk here at Northeast Delta Dental. And that's on Saturday, June 9th. We spread that. Last year, we were a little early in May. This year, we pushed it back to June because we've been able to juggle a couple of schedules. And we were able to fit that in on Saturday, June 9th at 10 o'clock. So now you've got five races under your belt. Maybe you haven't made all five, but you've made the majority of them. They've all been 5K races. They all have a fitness walk component. They have family-friendly races. We see an awful lot of families where you got mom and dad and the kids participating in the race. So it's a great family activity. And then we have a little stretch race. It's called the Capital City Classic 10K. It happens right there in downtown Concord. It starts right in front of the State House. It's on Saturday, June 23rd, and it starts at 8 o'clock, and that is when market days happen. So it's going to be first thing in the morning. Once you get done with that race, you've got market days downtown to participate in. Here again, it's a 10K, so you're moving along up and down the hills here in Concord, but here again, it's all on pavement. And then we have another stretch race, right, not too long after that, about a month later, and that's the Bill Luty 5-miler. So here again, you're building up that endurance. You're getting a chance to have another longer stretch race. That starts at Memorial Field on Saturday, July 21st, right smack dab in the middle of summer at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then we finish up the whole series on Saturday, July 28th with the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic, another 5K race, here again up and down some hills. And it finishes, so you have a chance to enjoy the Canterbury Fair that goes on that day right in downtown Canterbury. It's a beautiful New England race. That starts at 9 o'clock. So there's something for everybody. As Tom mentioned, you know, Tom, you only have to do six of the eight races and you get a nice participation prize.
Exactly, and that's always a big hit. The website is runcarsnh.com. That's runcarsnh.com. You can already register. And I think it's instructive, Joe, to mention that while it seems like, okay, this is way off 2018 and we're just began 2018, that we're already, for example, the people that organize, Paul Hogan and others that organize the NHTI Delta Dental 5K on April 20th, there's already planning meetings going on. So each individual race has their own planning meetings, but also why don't you talk about your role in getting all of the race directors together, kind of like herding cats occasionally.
Oh, we do, and we get them together in September, planning for the next year, making sure that the races are still going to happen. We take a look at the end of if you participate in the Capital Area Race Series. And by the way, if you participate in all eight races, it's less than $19 per race. Most of these races are anyways from $25 to $30, a couple of $20 on race day. But here again, you can sign up. It's inexpensive, $150 for an adult, $135, 18 and under, to enter into all these races. You only need to do the six, but we start planning early on. We decide there's a nice prize that has the Capital Area Race Series logo on it, as well as the significant sponsors. We have opportunities for sponsorships. All the money that we raise goes back to the race directors, who in turn delegate this out to charities that they're responsible for, whether it be a college scholarship, whether it be helping out a food pantry, or whatever it is. All that money goes back. So all the money that you're contributing to running these races all goes back for a good cause.
And that's another great point you're making, is that not only is it the camaraderie, wellness, and fitness, mm-hmm. and after commercial break, we'll talk a little bit about getting fit in the new year, but all of these races, the funds are going to a noble charity. I think it's instructive, too, to we should make mention of our great sponsors. Obviously, Northeast Delta Dental is a presenting sponsor, but Runner's Alley has played a big role in the entire series in terms of the gift certificates that we give out to the winners, but also in specifically the Capital City Classic, which you referenced is June 23rd. And then we have Groponi, which has been with us since the beginning, and now a new bronze sponsor, Planet Fitness.
That's right. And here again, they donate. It's all a good cause. It's all for health and for fitness. We do have sponsorships open and available. And you can, you know, for $135, you can sponsor a kid in these races, and you can designate it if you want it to be a particular individual. So here again, any donations, any sponsorships that you come up with, whether it be a patron sponsor at $100 or to sponsor a kid at $135, or are you willing to perhaps donate more money, we can offer you all different levels of sponsorship. It all goes for a good cause to help out folks within all the individual communities within the greater Capital Area region.
And we have one other significant sponsor. Akasha Massage is generally offers complimentary massages at each of the CARS races. So
yes, they've been around for a few years.
Right, you can massage your muscles before or after the race.
So true, so true.
So thank you for planning this. And again, the website is runcarsnh.com. And it's a great partnership because we use Millennium Running for a lot of the infrastructure of the race, but we also use Granite State Racing Services, you know, for the timings. The timing services, you get a nice email or text at the after every race. So it's great. And as you mentioned, this will be going on to the 14th year. It actually began in, seems like yesterday, but actually 2005. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. This weekend, January 6th and 7th, 9:05 on January 6th, if you're listening to it on Saturday. If you're listening to it on Sunday, it's 7:05, right after the 7 o'clock news. And if we've said something really compelling and you missed it, you can also go on the anydelta.com website, and there is actually a radio section for several years. We have put all of the radio shows that I've hosted are online at anydelta.com. So let's just kind of conclude with the Capillary Race Series. Joe, again, the website is runcarsnh.com. So if I want to register now, I can register for all eight races?
You can register for all eight races. Registration is open at runcarsnh.com. And you can register all the way up to the start of the second race, which is the SEA race. It's happening on April 7th. So if you're a little skeptical, you're hanging out, you're thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do, but yet springtime comes in and you've got some exercise, and we'll talk about that in a minute, you might want to consider entering because you have up until April 6th at noontime to register online, and then we'll take paper registrations up until the gun fires for the start of the race at the SEA race.
But, Joe, why wait to the last minute? Why stress yourself out?
I agree.
Like you said, the equivalent of $19 per race, and nowadays that's a huge...
That's a big savings right then and there.
That's a huge bargain.
Sure. But register now.
But
Don't wait.
Of course, you're right. I mean, we have had racers register literally the day of the SEA 5K. Now, let me just talk a little bit conceptually about the races. You know, I realize, I mean, we do a survey... after the series, and most runners like the series of eight races the way we have it. Occasionally we get the comment, well, we like to kind of change things up. But if you look at the series, it's kind of like a bookend. Gilmington, as everybody knows, roughly the last mile of that race is a huge uphill. And then the following week you have a relatively flat course, a lot of turns and stuff with the SCI. And then you have the Friday night race. And then you have Canterbury Shaker Village, which is a cross-country race, and now Joe assures me that the cows won't be running after the runners like they did about 5 years ago, right?
Yeah,
Joe?
No, we took care of that. Now they're just spectators.
Perfect. And then the Over the River and Through the Woods has a great combination of roads and then running over the bridge and then getting into the woods. And then Joe already talked about the Capital City Classic 10K, and then, of course, the world-famous Bill Luddy 5-miler, which was the 50th anniversary last year, and Coach Bill Luddy attends, and then we end with a Canterbury Woodchuck Classic, which also is kind of like the bookend to Gilmington because you start by going downhill, so you might have your fastest mile split for the year, but then it ends with a mile up, not necessarily a mile, but in the last portion of it is definitely uphill, and so it kind of mirrors the Gilmington. So we have something for everybody, and then the other point you made, Joe, is that there's a walking component for all of these races.
So, absolutely. You can certainly walk them.
So we're not prescriptive on that. If you don't like to run but want to walk, there's a huge walking component at these races. And then we love the fact that we're encouraging, you know, families to run. We've had several meetings with Coach Tom Walton. One of the things that both you and I have learned is that as much as we exercise, you still, if you're sitting at your desk all day, you still got to get moving at least once an hour. So tell us about what you've learned and some tidbits you have in terms of whatever quick exercises done at your desk in less than 5 minutes and the importance of movement.
Well, here we are in 2018. It's the first weekend in 2018. And by now, we've all made our New Year's resolutions. And I think the number one New Year's resolution is to A, either lose weight and or get active, or a combination of both, to be better or more healthy in the new year. There are a number of things. For those of you who are moving along all the time, you're exercising and you're doing those things, you're on a treadmill. And treadmills, I've been on a treadmill, and unless you're watching a TV or something, it gets to be boring unless you've got something to look at. And as you were talking, Tom, about the bookends on the capillary race series, it's like running on a treadmill with intervals. You know, sometimes it's easy, then you run into some difficulty with up and down hills or over routes and fields. Then it turns easy again. Same kind of concept, except you're out running and you're running within a series. Now, let's say you're not a runner. Let's say you're an average person. You've got this heavy-duty workload that's at your desk, and you're sitting there day in and day out trying to get things done. What you need to do is move. All the experts that are out there will tell you that, here again, we're basically animals. We're just a developed animal, and animals move. They don't sit down or sit in one position all day. And the goal is that you get up and you move at least on an hourly basis. Now, do you have to do some specific exercise in order to get the benefit of it? No. What you need to do is get out of your chair. Get out of your chair. Go for a glass of water. Take a walk around the floor. Maybe you're looking where fire extinguishers are. God forbid you need one in the case of an emergency. That's movement. You can get up and do a stretch. You can stretch your arms out. You can stretch your legs out. You can turn your neck from side to side. You can do all these simple exercises. It can just be for a number of seconds, for a minute. It doesn't take a long time, but here again, it gets the blood flowing. You sit back down, especially at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon after you've had lunch and you've been sitting there focusing, and all of a sudden you start to fail and you start to go down and you want to slam the eyes shut, and before you know it, you could think about sleep.
You hypnotized me, Joe.
It's the kind of exercise. Here again, it's movement. It's not anything that's heavily prescriptive. But the thing is, you have to get up and move. If you happen to be fortunate and you have a sit-to-stand desk, which is becoming very popular today in the work environment, make that desk go up and down several times in the course of a day. That's movement. It's not just sitting in a chair. The longer you sit in the chair, everything starts to constrict up. If you've had, for instance, last year I had more of a frozen shoulder type of thing. And if you don't move that apparatus in your body, all those muscles, they constrict, they tighten up. What you want to do is keep them loose, keep your arms moving. That's okay. If you stand up and you do something, somebody else is going to say, so what are you doing? And that's your opportunity to say, hey, I'm getting some exercise. It doesn't need to be for a long time. You just need to stand up. You need to stretch. Stretching is key. If you stretch your legs out, maybe you do a couple of squats, maybe you roll your neck around, all that helps the blood to start flowing. That's what they're doing. If you go for a massage, whether it's a chair massage or a full body massage, you're getting the same type of effect in that they're exercising those muscles. You're doing it on your own. And there's so many different exercises you can do. You can work with your chair. You can hang on to your chair and do squats. You can slide back and forth, move back and forth. Dance is a great thing, even if you're just moving back and forth. Simple exercise. It doesn't need to be long. There's no time limit. You don't have to do it for, 5 minutes or anything like that.
And you can set your own schedule. We should do these movements about once an hour, and you can get, mm-hmm. like you said, you can do squats, you can do, push-ups off your desk and dips.
We all get breaks. We get a lunch break. We get a break in the morning. We get a break in the afternoon. I highly recommend go out for a walk. If you're downtown, take a walk up and down Main Street. The Chamber and the City of Concord just spent $11.5 million to redo Main Street a couple of years ago. See all the fun things that are available on Main Street. at lunchtime. You can do that. That's great exercise. You're getting out. You're getting fresh air. And especially if you can do it in the wintertime, because that sun, that vitamin D that comes in, helps to re-energize you. Even if it's for a 10-minute walk or, you know, during a break, you can get that in. And, you know, ideally, the other thing is that they recommend you get 30 minutes of exercise in the course of a day. Now, exercising for 30 minutes for some folks might be tough because you got to take care of kids. You got to get them here. You got to go there. You've got the appointments. You've got meetings. Break it up. You can do 3 10-minute exercises going outside. Let's say if it's a nice day like hopefully today is a nice day, you can get outside. Just go for a walk up the street or go for a walk around the block or around the building. You've got some exercise in. You've got fresh air in your lungs. You're going to sit down and be more productive.
If you could just give us a little update on the Wellness Coalition and remind people what that's all about.
Well, the Wellness Coalition has been around since 2009. It was started by Mayor Boulay back then. And the whole concept with the Wellness Coalition is to be a hub to provide information to folks who are looking for healthy food options for exercise. Keep in mind that in Concord, we're fortunate being the capital city. We also have 31 trails throughout the city of Concord. You can get a map at the Concord Chamber of Commerce from the Capital Area Wellness Coalition, capwellness.org, or you can get a map from City Hall. It outlines all 31 trails. They're open year-round. There's a group of folks that maintain those trails year-round. There's also cross-country skiing and things like that that the Capital Area Wellness Coalition promotes. And so it's a center point for if you're looking for some new activity going on, something healthy to do with the family, Capital Area Wellness Coalition is the place to be. And, of course, right now in the school system, they're promoting the 5210, which is, I can't think of all the numbers, Tom, off the top of my head, but it involves eating 5 fruits and vegetables in the course of the day, getting 2 hours of exercise, no more than an hour of TV, and no sugary drinks. So that helps you to get healthy, and you can follow that right along with your kids.
And that's the key. Do it as a family, and when you're at work, do it as a group of employees. Don't be prescriptive on exactly how you do it, but we do need to move every hour. We do need to eat right. We've had a number of shows in terms of on those topics. But use common sense as well. And these quick exercises, getting back to that, done in your desk, you don't need to buy a huge book on it. Shoulder shrugs, you know.
Sure.
Moving your wrists, you know, V-sits, squats, push-ups. I mean, it's all so doable. And for my CEO colleagues out there, I mean, try to create that wellness culture. As Joe knows, people will see me if I don't have a business meeting during the day. You might see me in my running shorts, you know, towards the end of the day. So we have to make it comfortable for employee colleagues, you know, to understand the importance of moving at least once an hour and then the overall 30 minutes of exercise a day, and measure things, which we ask our employees to log it in, and they get compensated for it. Mm-hmm. So, Joe, final word, runcarsnh.com. Before you know it, it'll be March 31st in Gilmanton. So enroll now. You can wait to the SEA race on April 7th. But I urge you to
register.
Why wait?
Don't procrastinate.
Do it now, and then you'll be set. And for the equivalent of $19 per race, it's awesome. Joe Casper, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Absolutely. Glad to be here, Tom. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Take care. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.